All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move into our first set of prompts. It's okay if you miss the journal. I mean, you missed the email that said, be sure to bring a journal and pen. I brought paper and I brought pens. So just come up now and get some pieces of paper and a pen if you need to. If you happen to take one, please do return it at the end of the day if you think to. This is just from my retreat bag, and it's nice to not have to buy pens before every workshop. But they're right here, yeah, underneath this white board. Feel free to get what you need. And if you're at home, find something to write with. We're going to do many writing prompts throughout the day. They're all pretty short, 5 minutes or so. And the reason I say that is because in almost all cases, as I reflect upon it now, I'm going to go ahead and say in all cases, I'll be asking you to write without editing. So I don't want you to think like, oh my gosh, am I going to write without editing for 20 minutes? No, just 5 minutes or so with these prompts. But what's helpful about that is it can reveal some of your conditioning if you're just if you're not trying to give me like the quote unquote enlightened answer. So you're not thinking about it too much and trying to outsmart the prompt. You're really just getting in touch with what's here now, and you're letting any aspect of the personality speak that might be here now, right? So this will make more sense as I take you through these prompts. The first prompt that I'm going to invite you to write without editing for. And I'm going to ask you to not start writing yet. I'll say a little something about this one. I'm going to be asking you to reflect on your accomplishments for about 5 minutes. Now, I specifically invite you to reflect on your accomplishments within the last calendar year. It can be kind of overwhelming if you're thinking about how you learned to ride a bike at one point in your life. Although, if you learned to ride a bike in the last year, put it on the list. I want to invite you to be looking at the last year because it's a manageable frame, not because time is real. Time is illusory. But we're using this illusory New Year's thing in quotes because it's real, right? It's only true on the relative plane that we're prescribing to time. We're buying into this notion of time, construct of time in this way, but we're using that to our advantage. So I'm going to be doing a lot of things that ask you to reflect on last year and a lot of things that invite you to dream into this year. Okay. So in just a moment, I'm going to release you to focus the attention on what you accomplished. And I specifically want you to look at what you accomplished in 2024. And I very specifically want to invite you to be generous with yourself. You know, for some people, it's a huge deal that you just showed up for your life. You're here. You showed up. You kept showing up. Even when it was really difficult, you kept showing up. Right? This doesn't have to be concrete, relative plane things. I got promoted at work. I accomplished that. It might be, but it could be I only fell off the wagon twice. I've said I don't want to drink anymore. I fell off the wagon twice. I could have fallen off the wagon a lot more than that, right? So you look to see what's alive for you. It could be that I had this intention last year to be a little less judgmental. And as I reflect upon it, I caught the places that I get really stuck in judgment, and I reeled myself in lovingly pretty often, right? So you can answer this on any realm that's true for you. You with me? Okay, great. So approximately 5 minutes to focus on writing what your accomplishments were. And I, again, I want to invite you not to edit yourself.